independent and impartial.
Good afternoon. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. The Mfuleni local municipality is seeking an urgent court interdict to stop Eskom from continuing to attach its property. Yesterday, Eskom ordered the sheriff of the court to attach vehicles and furniture of the municipality because it owes the power utility 2.3 billion rand for electricity supply. However, Mfuleni acting mayor councillor Pius Maseko says the amount is being reduced as they have paid Eskom almost 1.1 billion rand since 2018.
We have also filed papers with Eskom to make sure that they stop the attachment so that we then go back to them on the table so that we then reach a consensus on the repayment.
The High Court in Cape Town has overturned George Municipal Manager Trevor Boerter's suspension and ruled that he be reinstated with immediate effect. Boerter and another senior official were placed on precautionary suspension last month. The DA found them, along with George Mayor Malvin Naik, guilty of being involved in corruption related to a multi-million rand project. This follows a damning forensic report into corruption ordered by local government minister Anton Bredell. DA Chief Whip Marlene Barnard.
We rely on legal advice from our lawyers, so it's very disappointing when that advice is found to be wanting. But we know that this is the nature of the legal process, and so we will go back and fix the mistakes that were made.
Representatives of trade union NUMSA have made their way underground at Langsys Chrome Mine in Rustenburg in the northwest to check on their members who are on a sit-in. NUMSA members started their unprotected strike 4 weeks ago. They are demanding that management probe allegations of corruption and maladministration at the mine. Mine management has granted NUMSA permission to see its members underground. NUMSA organizer at the mine, Maria Boase, says at the first time that they will meet their members since they embarked on their action. Western Cape Health Minister Norma French Mbombo has called on the public not to panic as the first positive coronavirus case is confirmed in the province. The 36-year-old man travelled widely in Europe before presenting himself to a private facility for tests. Mbombo says the patient is self-quarantined at his Cape Town home. She says an outbreak response team is trying to trace all his known contacts.
But what you don't want is the people to spread the fake lies and also for the media to camp next to us. They were asking, where is that patient? Why does it matter where the patient is? What matters is about the people who have been in contact with that patient will be able to come forward.
A Chinese doctor who says she was the first to raise the alarm about the coronavirus has expressed regret that she didn't do more to warn people. The BBC's Michael Bristow reports.
Dr. Ai Fen circulated a report about a patient at her hospital in Wuhan with a strange respiratory illness in late December. But she stopped talking about the issue after being reprimanded by the hospital authorities for spreading rumours. I was stunned, she told a Chinese magazine. She was made to feel like she alone was destroying Wuhan's image. She now regrets keeping